The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the Government of India, Ministry of Textiles, is inviting applications for appointment on deputation basis for the post of Joint Textile Commissioner. There are three vacancies available, one each for Joint Textile Commissioner, Joint Textile Commissioner Cotton, Joint Textile Commissioner Economics. These are Group A gazetted non-ministerial posts in Level 13 of the pay matrix. Eligible officers from the central government, state governments, union territories, public sector undertakings, recognized universities, research institutions, and statutory organizations may apply. The last date for submitting applications through the appropriate channel is 60 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For more details regarding the eligibility criteria, period of deputation, and application format, please visit https://texmin.nic.in. The Central Board of Direct Taxes is inviting applications for Group B posts on deputation basis. A total of 8 vacancies available for the position of Data Processing Assistant Grade B. This post is classified under Group B gazetted and falls within Level 7 as per the 7 CPC. The last date for submitting applications will be 30 days from the date of publication in the Employment Newspaper. Interested candidates are encouraged to check the detailed advertisement, including educational qualifications and application process available on the Income Tax Department's official website. Kindly visit https://incometaxindia.gov.in. Rashtriya Military School, Dholpur, Rajasthan is inviting applications for the recruitment of Assistant Masters Group B non-gazetted. There are multiple vacancies available for subjects including physics, chemistry and mathematics with specific pay scales as per the 7 CPC. Interested candidates must submit their applications on plain paper, either typed or handwritten in the prescribed format, addressed to the principal of the Rashtriya Military School by registered or speed post. Applications sent via other means will not be accepted. For more details, kindly refer to the official website, that is at https://www.rashtriyamilitaryschools.edu.in. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, under the Ministry of Labour and Employment, Government of India, invites applications for the post of Chief Technology Officer, CTO, and Chief Information Security Officer, CISO, on deputation basis. The last day to submit this application is 60 days from the date of this advertisement's publication. Detailed eligibility conditions and application performer in general terms and conditions can be accessed on the EPFO website. Kindly go on to www.epfindia.gov.in under Miscellaneous Recruitments. The Indian Army is seeking candidates for the 58th Short Service Commission, NCC, Special Entry Scheme course for both men and women, including wards of battle casualties. Online applications are accepted till 15th March 2025. For detailed information, please visit www.joinindianarmy.nic.in. The ICAR, National Bureau of Plant Genetic Resources, invites applications for the position of Young Professionals 1 with a monthly emolument of 30,000 rupees. Candidates can submit their applications along with scanned original documents to nbpgr.jodhpur at icar.gov.in by February 15, 2025. For details, do visit www.nbpgr.org.in. Dr. Hari Singh Gaur Vishwavidyalay is recruiting for a chair professor under the Dr. Ambedkar Chair sanctioned by the Dr. Ambedkar Foundation. The online application process concludes on March 4, 2025. Candidates are encouraged to read the detailed requirements and apply via the university's website. Kindly go on to www.dhsgsu.ac.in. The Government of India invites applications for various positions across different departments. The Cabinet Secretariat is seeking to fill two posts of Staff Car Driver Ordinary Grade in Level 2 as per the 7th CPC on deputation or absorption basis. Applications must be submitted via the prescribed format to the Deputy Secretary, Administration at the Rashtrapati Bhavan, New Delhi by 13th March 2025. Interested candidates can find eligibility criteria and application performer on the Cabinet Secretariat's official website at http://cabsec.gov.in under the More section, specifically in Vacancies. The Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration in Mussoorie invites candidates to apply for a data processing assistant position in level 7 as per the 7th CPC. Applications must be submitted within 60 days of the notification's publication in the Employment News. Interested applications should review the eligibility criteria and other details available on the LBSNAA website, that is https://www.lbsnaa.gov.in/vacancy.php. The Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel National Police Academy in Hyderabad is accepting applications for the post of Hindi instructor through deputation. Further information regarding qualifications and application procedures is available on the Academy's website. Kindly go on to https://www.svpnpa.gov.in/vacancies. Pawan Hans Limited, under the Ministry of Civil Aviation, is on a lookout for dynamic professionals for the position of Assistant Vigilance and Assistant F&A. Applications must be submitted within 20 days of the publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For more information and to submit applications, please log into the Careers section at their website at www.pawanhans.co.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.